I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour of the very, very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. And tonight's show is a bit of a Paul Simon special, so if you're a Paul Simon fan, you're in for a real treat, because I'm going to be playing tracks from a historical live session. In fact, the first that he ever recorded for the BBC, way back in 1965. It was in that same year, by the way, 1965, that Paul Simon played the first ever Cambridge Folk Festival. So tonight, I'm also going to be looking ahead to this year's festival, which we're going to be bringing you highlights from next Wednesday night. What a load of goodies you cats and kitties out there are going to get. Well, the very first Cambridge Folk Festival took place in the summer of 1965, and squeezed onto the bill at the last minute was a geezer called Paul Simon. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be playing tracks from a historic session that Paul recorded for the BBC that same year, 1965. The tapes went missing for a very long time and were only unearthed again in 2001. And Simon Mayo talked to Paul recently about that session and about those missing Paul Simon tapes. And very kindly, Simon has come into the studio to tell us all about it. Simon, when you met Paul recently, how was he?
Well, it was a real honour, Mike, because I've interviewed him a couple of times before, and he's a very thoughtful interviewee. You know, you ask him a question, and he gives you an honest answer, which is not something that that you always get.
It's not stuff that he's prepared and comes off pat, you know, rehearsed sort of glib answers at all.
No, not at all. Yeah. And I interviewed him for the Radio Times and the Glastonbury concerts and so on that he was doing over here. And I started off by mentioning this. This session that he did for the BBC, for this programme called 5 to 10 in 1965. And amazingly, I was really astonished, he remembered the session, although they wouldn't have called it a session.
It was a religious programme, wasn't it, 5 to 10?
Yes, it was. I mean, it was a sort of a pause for thought for the day kind of feature. Yeah. And clearly they thought that there was something spiritual about these songs. I mean, they're with a small s, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're profound, yeah, and they're poetry, but I don't think they're particularly spiritual. And I mentioned it to him because his new album has got lots of sort of religious stuff in there as well. So that's, and he said to me, it hadn't really occurred to him until he put all the songs together that maybe that was true. So
He must have a very soft spot for England, because I remember supporting him at the Manchester Sports Guild.
You never did?
I did, yeah. I got paid £3, he got paid 24.
No, absolutely. Well, he talked very fondly of his time here in the 60s, and I mentioned Martin Carthy being 70, which you had just marked on the programme, and the last time I saw him play over here, Martin Carthy got up and sang some Scarborough Fair with him. But he talked about Fairport and Dave Swarbrick, and he talked about the Ian Campbell group, and so he spoke very lovingly about his time going around about the folk clubs. And again, he ties that back into some of the stuff he's doing at the moment. There's a song on the new album called Dazzling Blue, which he says is very much inspired by that folk club scene of the 60s.
Great stuff. Well, the tapes give us a remarkable snapshot, I think, of a really amazing moment in the history of modern folk music. So let's hear a track from the session now. This is Paul Simon, recorded in London for the BBC's Light programme in January 1965 with I Am A Rock. And thanks again, Simon, for coming in and having a natter.
It's
cheers,
a pleasure.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory, and I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries.
Paul Simon there with I Am A Rock. That's one of the tracks from his first ever BBC session. Now, the man who recorded that was the Reverend Roy Trevivian, a vicar who worked at the time as a producer in the BBC's religious department. His car broke down on his way home one night, and he decided to pop into a Soho folk club for a drink. I must try that excuse myself. Paul Simon happened to be playing, and it's from that initial meeting that the session was set up. But for that accident, who knows what have happened, because they even had to get a work permit from the Home Office, presumably so that Paul could be paid, or actually allowed to work for the BBC. Well, as you can hear from the track, Paul had a bit of a cold at the time, but the recordings have a really fresh quality to them. Remember that these songs weren't the classics that they are today. They were relatively unknown. Here's another song, relatively unknown at the time, Paul Simon with Bleecker Street.
Bleecker Street is a street in New York in Greenwich Village. And it's come to be more than just a street. It's come to be a metaphor for Greenwich Village, which is unfortunate because Bleecker Street is, littered with bad art galleries and pizza stands. And it obscures some of the good things, some of the creative things that are happening there. Fog's rolling in off the East River bank like a shroud. It covers Bleecker Street, fills the alleys where men sleep, hides the shepherd from the sheep. Voices leaking from a sad cafe, smiling faces try to understand. I saw a shadow touch a shadow's hand on Bleecker Street. Poet reads his crooked rhyme. Holy, holy is his sacrament. $30 pays your rent on Bleecker Street. Heard a church bell softly chime in a melody sustaining. It's a long road to on Bleecker Street.
Just join me, we're dedicating much of tonight's show to Paul Simon's very first ever BBC session, which he recorded in the mid-60s. As I've already said, Paul spent loads of time touring the folk clubs of Britain, where he shared ideas with some of the greats of the British folk scene, including Martin Carthy and Ian Campbell. In fact, he went on to record this next song, The Sun Is Burning, later in his career. The song was written by Ian Campbell, sung here by his sister, Lorna.
The sun is burning in the sky, and the storm has disappeared.
Lorna Campbell there from the Ian Campbell Folk Group with The Sun Is Burning. And as I said, Paul Simon covered that song later in his career, and he always said it was a huge influence on his songwriting, and rightly so, because Ian Campbell is one of our most neglected great singer-songwriters. Ian and Lorna ran the hugely important Jug of Punch Folk Club in Birmingham during the 60s. It's impossible to emphasise how important that club was. It was a mecca for everybody. And when I spoke to Ian in 2008, he told me this great story about booking Paul Simon for the first time. I just need to warn you that there's a little touch of rum language in this clip.
Lorna said to me, we ought to book this little American guy. She said, he really is keen, and, you know, okay, go on then. So she, a couple of weeks later, came the night, and he didn't arrive. Huh? And the next week, we had got somebody quite well known. I think it may have been Martin Carthy. And Paul arrived. So, now, what do you want? He said, I'm booked. So I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, yes, I am. So he said, wait. And he got this diary out. And he said, right, now then. And he leafed through it. And he said, I see here. Oh, shit. So I said, yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, sit down. We've got plenty of people. We don't need you. We needed you last week. So he sat in the bar. And Lorna came to me. She said, listen, we've got to let that fella sing. She said, he's in a shock. He's in tears. Yeah. Oh, I said, go on then. Let him sing a couple of his Yankee songs. And so he came out and he sang. And I'll tell you what really irritated me. They loved him. He went a storm.
Ian Campbell there talking to me in 2008. Well, that wasn't the only club Paul had problems with. The Bothy Club in Southport, would you believe, turned him down because they didn't think he were a proper folk singer. But many clubs recognise his ability, of course, and Paul became fond of England, as you can hear from his introduction to this next track, Cathy's Song.
When I came to England last year, it was not so much a coming to England as a leaving of New York. And then when I went home in September of this year, or September of 64, I found that the same hang-ups that I had in New York, I came right back to them. They were still there. And I found myself more and more thinking of England and people that I had known here and relationships that I had formed. And so I wrote the song. I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory, it falls soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. From the shelter of my mind,
through the window of my eyes. I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and diffused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep. They kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. And so you see, I have come to doubt all that I once held as true. I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain leave their weary paths and die, I know that I am like the rain, there but for the grace of you go I.
Paul Simon there with Cathy's song, recorded for the BBC in 1965. The Cathy of the title was Cathy Chitty, Paul's English girlfriend of the time. She crops up in a few songs, including America. You know when he sings, Cathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. She was also on the cover of his first album, the Paul Simon Songbook. I wonder where she is now. Well, Cathy wasn't the only thing inspiring Paul's songwriting while he was living in the UK. He was, of course, famously inspired to write Homeward Bound while sitting on a railway platform in Widnes. He, of course, picked up the arrangement of Scarborough Fair from Martin Carthy and went on to feature that in the great film The Graduate. Well, this next song is the last we're going to hear from the session tonight, originally released on the 1964 album Wednesday Morning 3 AM, but it didn't do much commercially. While Paul Simon was away in the UK, perhaps even while he was recording this BBC session, the producer Tom Wilson added drums and bass to the record and re-released it in September 1965 without Paul's knowledge, would you believe it? No idea. It went on, of course, to become the hit record that made Simon and Garfunkel's name. It's The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night.
touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fools, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, and whispered in the sounds of silence.
The song that later became the first folk rock record, The Sound of Silence. 23 years old, would you believe, singing it there at the BBC in 1965. I think it's really nice to hear it sounding so raw and spontaneous. And now, if you fast forward more than 45 years, you will find, of course, that Paul Simon is still at it. At 69, he's a massive international star, playing to huge festival crowds, 13 Grammys to his name, and a Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the US Library of Congress. His new album, So Beautiful, or So What, is really great. I know loads of people feel it's one of his best.